Dr. Grant said people continue to downplay the prevalence or even the actual existence of long COVID. He said some symptoms of long COVID can lead to an inability to work, and he stressed that vaccination significantly reduces the chances of persons developing the condition.
I've seen, you know, on Facebook pages, etc., some people trying to downplay the prevalence or the actual existence of long COVID. And this is very real to individuals who are obviously suffering with it, very real to those in the healthcare and profession who are looking after patients with it. But not only does it cause physical symptoms, it causes psychological symptoms too, because I have a patient who is unable to smell, taste, and she is going through a severe depression because no one in the medical profession can actually answer one of our important questions is, when am I likely to recover? And while we hope that recovery is likely down the road, that's not certain, because the people who have been suffering with this symptom for well over a year. So, you know, it's a life-changing event. And, you know, you're not only taking the vaccine to prevent death, but you're taking the vaccine to significantly reduce your chances of developing long COVID. And it would be a pity, by making the wrong decision, you end up getting this potentially debilitating condition, which can result in your inability to work indefinitely.
Local general practitioner, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, the mandatory work-from-home order for public sector workers that has been in place in Jamaica since 2020 will come to an end on December 31st. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement in the House of Representatives as he updated the country on new COVID-19 protocols. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 26,306. Internationally, Pfizer said a booster dose of its COVID-19 vaccine may protect against the new Omicron variant, even though the initial two doses appear significantly less effective. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech said lab tests showed that a booster dose increased by 25-fold the level of so-called neutralizing antibodies against Omicron. Meanwhile, the world's largest vaccine maker will have the production of its COVID-19 vaccine because it has no fresh orders. India's Serum Institute is sitting on a stockpile of 500 million doses of Covishield, the local version of AstraZeneca's Vaxzevria jab. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.